Winners are racist. Why are conservatives called racists? I'd wondered about the rationale for the left calling Trump a racist, as well as his followers. It finally dawned on me how they arrived at that accusation. Capitalism rewards winners, people who work hard to take advantage of the opportunities that a free America provides them. There's a reward for hard work and managing your finances. However, what if you're not industrious? What if you don't want to manage your finances? That presents a definite problem in a capitalistic society. The problem is that such a person will be left behind in life. Such people become losers as a result of their willful choice not to participate in free capitalistic living. Now, no one wants to be considered a loser. If the very system that you're living under defines you as a loser based on your will, then the system must be changed. What is the alternative to capitalism? Socialism. In socialism, there are no winners or losers in society except for the ruling class, the elites, the powerful, those that held on to their wealth before socialism took over. Apart from the elites, most of the people will live mediocre lives at best. From those who have more, the winners, the government will take and give to those with less, the losers, until there's no difference between the two. Both will just live lives of mediocrity at best. I could talk about the disincentivizing of socialism, which sends the people into a death spiral, but that isn't the point of this article. The point of this article is understanding how capitalists are by definition racists in the eyes of a socialist. The socialist has correctly observed that there are peoples, ethnic and racial groups, that do not manifest industriousness in their culture. I don't want to impugn all the individuals in those groups. I'm merely observing the general tendency of such groups. We might say such groups are laid back or given to ease or some other expression to describe their cultures. However, it is patently obvious that a person or group which is laid back or given to ease cannot compete against an industrious, competitive, motivated person or group. So we get down to the brass tacks of why conservatives are called racist. As I said, they're so by definition to the socialist. The conservative capitalist free market person or group is racist because their philosophy and approach toward life is fundamentally against the socialist. It puts them in a losing situation and so defines a socialist as a loser in the same way the socialist defines the conservative as a racist. No one has to say anything negative about a person because of their race to be racist. No one has to say anything negative to a socialist for them to be a loser. It is simply a matter of philosophy, basic beliefs. So yes, Trump is a racist, as am I and millions of other traditional Americans who believe in God, family, the Constitution, freedom, and responsibility. Now that we understand the use of racist, misogynist, bigot, homophobe by the socialists, we may better understand how the socialist reacts to conservative terms like freedom, responsibility, accountability, work, self-sufficiency. They are literally fighting words to the socialists because of their spiritual worldview, ideological, political, economic perspective on life. The lesson for us who believe in traditional American values is to ignore the cruel words that are thrown at us and see the accuser as a spiritually bankrupt person, group, political party, or government. The cure is the gospel of Jesus Christ, who enables those who receive him to do amazing things in their lives because he will not only create them anew, but he will quicken them or invigorate them and empower them through his strength. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. We have the solution. Let's get busy.